يا أخوتي المسلمين والمسلمات، أنتوا بقلبي، صيام مبارك وينعاد عليكم، وملوا قلوبكم من محبة ربنا والأعمال الصالحة، وكونوا رسالة للكون كله بالتهذيب والأخلاق، ورمضان كريم ومبارك، والرب يبارك الجميع.
What a legend, folks. Welcome to a brand new episode of Do Not Worry. مثل ما قال جوزيف مرعب بهالانترو الحلوة. رمضان كريم to all of our practicing Muslim viewers. If you're celebrating this holy Ramadan. رمضان كريم. كيفك نور؟
ينعاد عليكم.
ينعاد عليكم. We're joined by Noor today. Noor and only Noor.
Sorry, guys.
We have
the best we could do.
صار عندنا 4 interns. وبس بعد في يعني I have weeks where only one can show up. هلا من لكم شو صار؟
The best one
أكيد يعني نور one of our OGs. كيفي كان نور would like to this episode folks brought to you by the lovely 16mm bar Bijan Mazet folks. So we have an amazing offer for you guys. Keep watching تتعرفوا how you can get a free drink. You heard that right folks, a free drink at 16mm من هلا ل April 4th. Stay tuned. Thank you to 16mm for supporting our show. We love you guys. We got a lot to talk about this week, folks. A whole bunch of stuff happened. Starbucks, عم بيسكروا locations بين Middle East. وصاروا شحتين شي 2000 موظف. We're going to react to some of my old YouTube videos. That's going to be kind of cringe. Jake Paul and Mike Tyson are fighting on Netflix in a few months. The Oscars happened. There was a bunch of pro-Palestine stuff happening with Oscars. رح نحكي شو عن the winners if we've seen any of those movies. There's a lot more to talk about. Stay tuned. وكمان we're following up على the violence in India, men being violent towards women in India. There's a whole bunch of other topics. Stick with us. We're gonna, you know, عنا في كتير أساس تنحكي عنا. Let me just take a second to thank some brand new patrons. عنا كار العبود as a blonde patron and Muhammad Mansour as a superhero patron. Thank you guys so much. As you guys know, the show cannot exist without Patreon because the patrons allow me to pay the interns and keep them hired. With the interns, we can make the show happen. وهلا we have Karine coming. If she's going to become a permanent part of the show, folks, we got to pay her. So I need your help, folks. We need your help. Hope y'all are doing good. Thank you again, Lakad. Wala Muhammad, welcome to the family. Anjad, we really, really appreciate you guys. We love you. Let's take a second to thank some other amazing patrons, folks. Blonde patrons, مثل Tufik Fakih, Heather Jaber, Michelle Issa, Ahmad M, Mirna Zakaria, Paul, Christelle, and Lily. Marianne S, amazing. Joy Tassidis come in. Joy Tassidis as a patron. Superhero patrons like Daniel Nakhle, Elias Salibi, Mo Hariri, Muhammad Mansour, Nagio, and Ergati, your patrons, folks. Rifat Fakih, Burgery, Elia Al Mujabir, Jessica Ann, Raj, and Jack Sleeman. So thank you guys, Anjad. We cannot do this without you. The show cannot exist without you. This show by the people, for the people, folks. Premiere, this is a quick note. This episode is عم تحضروا هلا live. It's not live, folks. It's live. Obviously pre-recorded. But you know, we did something new last week. We premiered our episode for the first time. And it was premiering live on YouTube. Can feel live chat. I was in the live chat. If you guys are watching now, hey, I'm talking to you guys. What's up? let me know if you guys enjoyed that. أنا it's weird. أنا تعودت نزل الحلقة at 6:59 technically every single day. Now I kind of have to watch the episode live so I can be in the live chat. But it's kind of annoying.
صح, same.
But for some people, it was fun. Yeah. And I don't know what you guys, if you guys preferred, because I mean, some people, they like to, that they can skip chapters. دغري من الأول.
أنا, I like that I can skip.
Yeah, now you can't skip. When we premiere an episode, you kind of, you're, for the first hour and a half, you're stuck watching it at our pace. Once بتخلص الحلة, the whole thing is done like streaming, then the chapters automatically apply. Then you can watch it at your leisure. بس let us know. أنا to me it was definitely fun. بس I don't love the idea that أنا بحب إنه في نزل الحلقة و go do something else. And I have shit to do in my life. I already spend too much time on this podcast. The idea that I have to sit there. بس إنه مش رح كذي.
These are your people.
These are my people. بس كمان إجينا دعم يعني. It felt like TikTok live at some point. هذا بيكب دولارين. هذا بيكب خمسة دولار. إجا دعم. إجينا 10 Canadian dollars. I'm like يلا سنة مثل الشراميت يعني يلا.
حوت.
I would chat. حوت كبوا حوت. أنا would keep chatting. بيكبوا. أنا عم نمزح بس إنه. Yeah, it's a bit, and hey, it's a nice little extra source of income.
It was actually fun.
Yeah, and we have a new intern joining the team. I could use an extra source of income, but you know, like, it's costing me 2 hours of my time. But I don't know. If you, Anna, come in, it was weird because I love it when you guys write comments. Come in, my mind was thinking, if you guys are writing, but live chat, are people still going to comment?
Mm.
It all worked out. We got a whole bunch of comments. And to let me know if you guys like the premiere, Zama Habaytua, what you didn't like about it, what you liked about it. This episode is also going to premiere. Just because, hey, I'm going to keep trying it. Yeah,
but some people are brutal.
Yeah, some of you guys are assholes, but live chat. Some of you guys are incredibly sweet, amazing. But some fucking freaks, man. Some fucking freaks.
Ryan, great mod.
Hey, Ryan, moderator.
Relentless.
Shada's best friend, yani Ryan Atiye, our brother. Yeah. But, hey, thank you guys for joining us, but live. It was fun. Next, بس على السريع. So reminder, Karine had her debut last week. Not that I was waiting for the comments to tell us whether we should invite her. It's basically the chemistry with us, with you guys, that's what's important. But 99% of the comments were like, Karine is amazing, bring her back, she's great. I agree, I think she did amazing, and she was very comfortable. I know, ما كتير خليتها تحكي. Last week had a lot to talk about. There was a whole 15-minute topic about H3, Ufrogen, that I had to kind of talk about. But Karine nazali this video, which I thought was funny. Check it out.
I need someone to get me on one of those podcasts in Lebanon, whether it's like Do Not Worry. It happened. Check it out.
Mabruk ya Karine, mabruk. Wallah, wallah. I like she cut the part out. She's like, Do Not Worry or that other Jawad podcast.
No, yeah. She had a great first episode.
Very good first episode. Hazza bisha anno. You ended up coming on this show, I think, in Ahsan Lik to be on the Jawad podcast. Not that that's its name.
Yeah, on this show, on this specific episode.
Funny enough, and I asked Karine to join us today, obviously. We needed a second intern. I'm like, hey, she did great last week if she wanted to come. Best, she was like, she has an iftar dinner, which was great news to me because I found out that she's Muslim. Ooh. I know this sounds super random, but we've actually had complaints in the past and of people being like, you guys are too Christian. You need like a Muslim person on... on the crew. I've actually legitimately gotten YouTube comments saying, you know, we're too Christian, we need like some Muslim presence on the show. This was a complete coincidence. I don't ask people what their religion is. The fact that she turned out to be Muslim, I don't know how religious she is, but it's cool to have that perspective on it. Two birds with one stone. New intern, extra female, you know, on the show. Yalla, Muslim come in. Niha. We need the demographics.
Diversity.
She's a diversity hire. لا عم نمزح. Again, ما كنا عارفين. بس كريم رمضان. كريم رمضان كريم. How hilarious was that? عن جد يعني قولوا لي. ما هيك guys, we're the number 6 podcast in Lebanon. Not for nothing.
نحن number 6.
ما بعرف. Honestly, but صار في. There's way too many podcasts now. I don't know. The last time we talked about this was like a year and a half ago. The world has changed. Podcasts are like blogs now. خلاص. They've been like that for a while. So it'll be Lebanon. Oh, speaking of Karine, begging her way onto the show through TikTok. Someone else was inspired by Karine and they released this video. Like they tagged us multiple times on TikTok. We're going to watch it. But I got to admit, this video is kind of freaky. The voice effect used on this video is freaky. And the girl's account is Call Me Nuna. So Call Me Nuna. Hello. Thank you so much. Yeah, let's watch the video.
Guys, sorry for the... Okay, anyway... you all know the Do Not Worry podcast, صح? أكيد. أنا صراحة, it's my favorite podcast. I'm not kissing us, by the way. Anyways, إلي حضر إخر كم حلقة, في حلقة بفوتو فيها فيديو تبع هيدي البنت صراحة, I forgot her name.
I love her hair color.
She's very funny.
Very nice hair color.
عندي هيدي الفيديو saying, you know, how she should be on one of these podcasts with the show, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm talking about?
I just got a pop. That voice effect is really disturbing. The first time I watched it, like, I was like, what is this? Is this her actual?
It's like a SpongeBob.
I'm like, this
voice.
Can't be her real voice. So now I'm bahdar. It was kind of disturbing for the first like 20 seconds when I maketam bistawib. What's happening? Is this a voice? Are all her videos like that? But it was just a bit off putting. I'm like, what is going on?
وقت حضرت أنا هيدي الحلقة, and then they went to her account وبلشوا يحضروا her videos. Okay. Let me tell you something. فأنا يلي بدي يصدق لا انتو حرين. اوكي بس اما انا رايي احكي. فأنا كنت عم بهدر Do Not Worry من هو يلي بيطلعوا لي clips on TikTok. And then I was like shit, this is really funny. Let me go and check it out. فبلشت كل يوم ما عم بمزح بالشغل like constantly watching the episodes. What about? وقبل ما يعني قبل ما تعمل هيدا الفيديو كنت دشوا بحضرهم يعني. ف I was about to make يعني a similar video to that قبل ما هي تعملها بس هي سبقتني و thank God انه سبقتني لانه imagine Nuna going on TikTok and making a video يفوتوا على الكامف تبعي يشوفوا الفضايا guess what I'm saying is ما حقعد اكيد اعمل فيديو اترجيهم انه please
Okay, so let's pause that. That's kind of like what you did. This isn't that the reference to your video, basically. So
just no, she's got a few references in there.
Yeah, no, I speak Arabic, offers funny commentary, will not file a lawsuit against Anthony, mentally unstable. Like, everyone on the show is mentally unstable. Like, they will not hate on the show if rejected. Aware of all the Dr. Food scandals. Yeah, this is very much like, you know, she knows the show, Yanni. She knows the lore, Yanni. She knows your application video. Mm. If, that does go back a long time. Oh, and no, this is amazing. Anjad, Yanni, Nuna, thank you so much. We have another.
That's very cute.
We have another video of her with a normal, regular sounding voice, just in case you guys got freaked out.
We are going to watch your video.
We're
going to
watch one of your old videos, okay? بس هيك, just a seria.
Okay, so هلا اكتشفت نوع جديد من العالم بلبنان, أو بالأحرى ليفل جديد من الغباء بلبنان. اللي هن العالم اللي هلا قاعدين عم بينكتوا كرمال الضاحيه, كرمال الانفجار اللي صار بالضاحيه, سوري الاستهداف اللي صار بالضاحيه. عم بتحسوا شو عم بتحسوا؟ اضرب شيب سالوا العقل. ما نحن بعاد, ما خلص ضاحيه. شو يعني خلص ضاحيه؟ مش ببلدك؟ حتى اذا برات بلدك ما شفنا شو عم.
That's our girl, يعني برافو نونا, ما حق برافو عن جد. والله our viewers مزوقين. شو بدنا نقول؟
كان في فيديو ثانيين بس نقيت واحد عم تحكي فيه.
Yeah, a lot of your videos have music.
Echelon music and
copyright. So no, yani Nuna and Judge Fadelik, yani we can't unfortunately accept every person that wants to come on the show. Karin started a dangerous trend, yani مش حكي هذا, you know, soliciting us openly on TikTok. بس you know, thank you so much. Are you Muslim? If you're Muslim, you might change my mind. But currently, yani Anjad, we don't need any. Even when Karin sent that video, we didn't really need anyone. هلا Nadim isn't here. It worked out. Elijah is getting busier and busier. Someone like Karin could be very useful. But yani, thank you for reaching out. Thank you for watching the show every day. People are going to hate me someday. I'm shocked more of you don't hate me. But Nuna, thank you. Thank you for watching the show. Anjad, we appreciate you. Okay, next up, you guys know, Salam Nahkan, Israel, Palestine, a lot of boycotts. We've been talking boycotts. I know I have a Pepsi in front of me. You don't need to tell me. Sanu. McDonald's, Starbucks, Puma, all these big brands, people have been boycotting them for months in order to help support Palestine. Starbucks has been one of the biggest, you know, symbols of brands that we have to boycott. Today, man, Starbucks is one of the biggest ones. I know, you know, they used to send a lot of money to support the IDF, etc. over the years, all of that stuff. Hala, we're starting to get, shway shway, after all of these months, concrete evidence about whether or not these boycotts are helping, or what impact are they having? And we know that McDonald's, heck you, that in the region they've seen a decline in sales. Starbucks come in the past, they've mentioned that they've seen a decline in sales. But هلا صار في actual figures to kind of support that. Okay, according to this article, فهلا we have some actual figures and stuff. So according to the AZ Central or Arizona Central, Starbucks is laying off workers in the Middle East. How boycott has affected business. Here is the article. Starbucks is feeling pressure from boycott efforts that began last year in response to unfair labor conditions and claims the coffee company supported Israel and funded its military operations amidst the war in Gaza. Starbucks locations across the Middle East, North Africa, and Southeast Asia were facing significant losses as a result of the boycott, with one operator announcing Tuesday it would cut 2,000 jobs across the region as first reported by Reuters. So that's crazy. 2,000 jobs. ونحن حكينا عن هيدا الشيء, and okay, we're boycotting these international companies, but the price, the people that are going to be paying the price, ultimately are going to be employees who are Lebanese or Arab. Yeah, no, it is. Hala, we'll talk about it. A Kuwait-based Al-Shaya Group, which owns Starbucks franchise rights in the Middle East, said it began firing employees as a result of the continually challenging trading conditions over the last 6 months, the company's statement read. Al-Shaya runs about 1,900 Starbucks branches in Bahrain, Egypt, Jordan, Kuwait, Lebanon, Morocco, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and the United Arab Emirates. The layoffs would represent a little over 10% of its 19,000 employees. In the U.S., the coffee giant declined almost $11 billion in market value at the end of 2023 following boycott efforts and strikes that impacted some of the most significant holiday events for the company. So yeah, so 10% of your labor force is massive. Yani, they have 19,000 employees. They cut 2,000 jobs. Yani, the impact is massive. ما بعرف إذا سكروا Starbucks في لبنان. I haven't read or seen any of that. It might be in some of these other countries, but so no. Do you feel more conflicted now about doing boycotts or boycotting against certain international companies when we know for a fact it's affecting local employees? What do you think? Does that make you a bit more conflicted?
honestly, ما عندي the strong political opinion about it. I just feel like it's more about the bigger picture of what this whole thing could lead to. مثلا Starbucks closes down بلبنان, let's say. Already حتى they didn't close with few stores or whatever it's called. There's more coffee shops opening each day. So and whole jobs, they're going somewhere else. This mm-hmm. might, and it may be naive to say, I don't really know how this works, but I know this is what I think.
And luckily for me, Starbucks is not something that I never consume Starbucks to begin with. Because
I used to have Starbucks as a miss. I don't care that I stopped having it.
And I don't drink coffee to begin with. If I were to ever have Starbucks, it would be like, the chocolate frappuccinos or like a cake or like a muffin. If I was there for a meeting, you know what I mean? I was meeting up with some coworkers like a month ago. Someone proposed that we meet at Starbucks. I was like, I can't. The person didn't even realize they felt bad right away. They're like, I take it back. But no. So, I've never even set foot in a Starbucks, honestly, in the past four to 5 months. I did nothing to contribute to this. But no, McDonald's, hey, I'm kidding. We're not going to talk about that. But let's say McDonald's, ما بحسه تأثر كتير بلبنان يعني. يمكن شوي بالأول, بس هلأ بحس, I don't know. أنا, I don't know how I feel about it, honestly. No, I agree with you. It's a second coffee shop. There's probably another coffee shop opening somewhere. That employee that worked at that Starbucks might go get a job. But that's not a guarantee. They might not get a job right away. I don't know. It feels... I'm happy that we're able to send the message. Hopefully, when Starbucks sees that this is happening to them, they'll use their lobbying power, a lot of the money that they have with the donations that they make to politicians, to donate to politicians that are going to end the violence in the region. You know what I mean? Or that they're going to use their lobbying power to try to curb what's happening. But if all that's happening is people are losing their jobs, come in, I don't know yet. I just hope that this has a positive impact overall. But it sucks to hear that someone lost their job.
I think maybe it's stupid to say this. They'll find a job elsewhere. But
No, you are right. A few competitors, few stories, coffee, I don't know if they're going to open more branches. I'm sure they'll be happy to welcome someone.
They have many branches.
Because of branches. Great, yeah. So that's good. We need more things like that. I guess Simkin, it's short-term pain loss for better long-term. And hala, it hurts in the short term. People are losing their jobs. We focus on that. So the positive is more local businesses. These people will eventually find a job again. And hopefully bimshil hal. But we'd love to know what you guys think. Bill comments, are you still consuming Starbucks? Do you feel bad about consuming Starbucks? Yeah, we want to know. We were talking last week about India not being safe for women. I still don't feel very comfortable talking about this topic because, first of all, I love Indians. India, it's a beautiful country, I'm sure. Indian cuisine is one of the best in the world. Mm-hmm. And I want it to seem like this is like a racist segment. Yalla, Lina, she talk about Indians. Ahninzal fi, bas. It's just been on Jed fascinating on Twitter, at least my Twitter, all of the stuff that just keeps coming out. Well, I know how the algorithm works. I know the more you engage with one certain type of content, the algorithm or the website or Twitter in this case is going to keep feeding you more of that. So خلاص, I spent a couple of seconds looking at a video about women in India suffering. كلما افتح Twitter هلا, India's the worst. Oh my God, best. Yeah, and I saw some very disturbing videos, which ما بعرف قديش فينا نفرجي هون, بس just that they keep... It's a follow-up. There was the lady that was traveling with her, the Brazilian lady. She travels across the world, her and her husband, or whoever that guy was, Raho bi India. She got gang R-worded. He got beaten up. This is the same. So people started to say, even when she goes to Muslim countries, I'm sure the same thing is going to happen to her, etc. Well, here's some photos of her around the world. Here she is in Iraq. She has a great, here's a photo with some soldiers. Here she is in Iran. She's all good. Afghanistan, all good. Here she is in India. Hala, again, just because she's happy and smiling, behind the surah in Afghanistan doesn't mean there are women in Afghanistan don't get beaten up. Same be Iraq, same in Iran. There's domestic violence. There's violence against women in every country in the world. Western countries, everywhere. It happens everywhere. This is just her experience. We're not making a general statement about any of these countries. But people were just being people that were trying to say, any country with Muslims, هيك بدو يصير فيها. إنه لا اسمحوا لنا ما هيك صار.
It's funny if anyone حيا لحدا بيعمل شيء غلط, someone comments yeah but Muslims do it as well.
إيه ما بعرف. إنه شو بقى إيه تو هلا الإسلام مبسوطين عم تحكوا.
Muslims are the worst.
It's crazy هلا.
Yeah.
Well, we have a bunch of videos. Here's a CNN reporter, for example, discussing her experience that she had when she was reporting on a story, Be India. I don't know what region Be India. So no, listen to her story. And there's a bit of footage of what she's saying.
All these men surrounded me as I was doing a live report. And the minute that the light went out, suddenly I was groped. I was grabbed. My clothes were torn. I literally had to fight to get out of that group. And so let's go ahead and look at this tape so that you can see what I'm talking about. This was live on television.
Barely. I gotta get out of here, guys. So tell me. Yes.
Tell her why should we are there.
Stop it!
So you hear me yelling there as a woman, and certainly I was really kind of surprised.
Anja, that's horrifying. They're like zombies.
Horrifying.
When the light went up, Meshi Anja, like 1 second, the light goes off. Have you seen I Am Legend, my Will Smith? Like when the light touches them, they go crazy, but they stay in the dark. It's like the opposite with these guys. Beautiful, tutfu though, they get the zombie inside gets activated. They start grabbing, like, I gotta grab a boob. Like, what the fuck happened? That's horrifying. This one, at least everything happened in the dark. We couldn't see it. At least the only videos that I got right here, this is this Japanese lady.
Oh my god, you got horrifying videos.
There was more. I mean, we only have three.
Trigger warning.
Trigger warning. Yes, trigger warning, folks. Yeah, trigger warning. This is very disturbing. So this is a Japanese lady at some maybe festival. But Hajam Alaya, all these guys, they're just watch. They're throwing shit at her. Groping. Bro, haram. Like, Twitter is full of these videos, bro. Like, this is literally nothing. So, Hone, this is a trans, performer, Be India, getting assaulted. And just look, they're gonna, like, it's, I don't know how to describe this hatta. We gotta mute it. Looks like they're humping the legs.
They just want to hump.
They're just humping. They're like dogs, bro, who see, like, you know, they start humping the couch. They're just humping.
Ugh.
They're like just dry humping. There's tons of these videos. Tons and tons and tons of these videos. We're not gonna show much more. And no, the video was gonna get taken down. So, Anjad, what is up with India? Please, if any of you have been to India, share your experience. Would you ever go to India at this point?
No, but I wanted to say something. I know, talking to my girlfriends, I feel like we've always knew about this.
Mm-hmm.
I know, it's weird to me. I know, you're just finding out. You're seeing all those videos. But I feel like I've always knew about this culture in India.
I think I've heard, but دايمًا على Twitter I would see things here and there. But هلا there's just been this outpouring. وكأنه يعني خلاص فتح Twitter this conversation. Like, let's have this talk out in the open.
Since we spoke about it last week, you were saying حتى the videos were saying girls don't go to India. But that was like has set in the back of my mind. I already knew not to go to India because I knew all of these stories. So Mishanek has said, does not everyone know this already?
And that's true. To me, when I hear people going to India, I always associate it with they're going on like a yoga trip.
Eat,
or like,
pray, love.
Eat, pray, love. Yeah, I always associate it with like the most. I'm going to go to eat healthy and I'm going to literally on yoga or meditation or spending time in like a palace or...
retreats. Part of India.
An emotional retreat. So I just never associated with they're going there to get groped and like just harassed constantly.
As you write on YouTube, as you search India tourism, the videos are just don't go to India. My story in India.
I hear that a lot about Egypt, actually. Weirdly enough, with no offenses, anyone from Egypt is watching, but I've seen a lot of videos warning tourists against going from Egypt, and they really rip you off, who scams, who, it's not a tourist-friendly place.
Actually, I saw that video.
Yeah, especially if you don't speak Arabic, and if you're really, if you're a Westerner going to Egypt, you're going to get fall into so many traps, or tourist traps, or scams. At least as an Arab, you can kind of, you can try try to get out of it. But yeah, and I've, Egypt has always been, you know, don't go to Egypt, don't go to Egypt, don't go to Egypt.
So I've also seen that.
So India, definitely I'm adding that to the list. Don't go to Egypt or India. Dommage. And I love Indian food.
I know you're a man, I think.
Safer for me, أكيد. مش هيعملوا فيه يستجروا يكبوا علي أنا الهنود.
I know you're a big white man, ما بحس.
Of course, and there were small little Indian men.
ما كان قصدي أنه Indians are small.
Thank you for calling me big. بالعكس, that's great.
I know you're very tall.
They're small. Indians are kind of small for the most part. And again, we said that last week. That's not racist. Asians are usually smaller in physical stature. عادي. Even in boxing gloves, the gloves that Japanese people make, معروفين إنه أصغر, because on average the Japanese hand is smaller. So
that's good.
It's science. I'm not a science, hello, folks. You go measure a boxing glove, then come back to me. شو عندنا next, hello. Speaking of Indians, we can move this topic up. Sure. I don't know if these two guys are Indians. Let me be honest with you guys. I don't know if these.
Check. I thought too for sure.
No, I don't know if they're Indians. Best, these two guys, folks, ما بعرف وين ساكنين, حتى إذا بالسعودية يمكن بدبي, ما بعرف وين. They've taken the internet by storm, folks, okay? You're gonna know, you might know them. أنا امبارح اكتشفتهم, يعني they've been going viral for like 2 weeks, I think. أنا امبارح اكتشفتهم. Here we go.
أرقص مكان في العالم. هذا هو جديد رخيص يجنن يهبل خيال يموت يروع تنزيلات نقشة جديد كله رخيص داخل كيس يوم الخميس أكل تميس.
أول مرة يجي جديد هذا سعودية مارس أنا يجي هنا هذا تليم بس هنا زبون.
So they're in Saudi. كلام
كلام أنا يجي كلام ما شاء الله بس.
Okay, they're in Saudi. They might look. They're from an Eastern Asian country.
They couldn't find.
Couldn't find it. No, we can. There's like a few options out there. But so, no, what's funny? That's their gimmick. Okay, rakhis, rakhis, khayar, all that stuff. That's their thing. But folks, yeah, they've been viral for a few days. Mafi mahal bis Saudi or bi Dubai. مش عاملين معهم collaboration. يعني if you think هون التيكتوكرز عنا شراميت collaborations وشهرة ما تشوفوا هول اثنين مش ملحقين. Folks, they're everywhere. It's crazy.
منافذات النينجا.
هذا هو.
جديد.
رخيص.
يجنن.
يحب.
يموت.
خيال.
ياخذ العقل.
So هيدا نينجا. نينجا سوبر ماركت. شو بعد بدكم؟ يلا ما تخافوا, folks. You guys want some fries?
I love how he says خيال.
خيال. And I'm not against this. You got the trends on a TikTok, something like this. They have like 2 more weeks. So then no one is going to remember this 2 weeks from now. So you got to do it now. You got to cash in now and now. And that's what they're doing. Go get all the money you can, all the collabs you can. نيكو اختا لأنه... You know, life is short.
خواتم في العالم
هذا هو
جديد
رخيص
جنن
يهبل
خيال
يموت
يروع
بي فرايز بطاطس خطير كله رخيص
داخل كيس
يوم الخميس.
Oh my god, bro. They remind me of the metro. Remember when
really great.
Remember when the Qatar World Cup was happening? There was the metro. This way, metro. Metro. Have you heard of that guy ever since? This is one of those gimmicks. And I even then I was like, make the money while you can, my man. Metro guy, do all the collabs now because 1 week from now it's gonna go away. No one remembers the Metro. Metro here. No one remembers them. These guys are going down that path. But before they go down that path, here they are selling some chicken sandwiches. Let's go, baby.
Hada, big boss.
Ijanan.
Yahabbat.
Imawat.
Khayan.
Iyakat el agar.
Big boss sandwiches. The Khayar one, he's yani, that is the, I think, the winning line of this whole thing. You want cell phones, folks? You want some deals on the phones?
I feel like they're never smiling.
They should
just
be. I think, how many times can you say Khayar and be happy? They're filming.
It's a charlatan to market. I know. Few need to
talk a little. Ma, خلاص. لبن. اسمه هيدا بلبن. كمان محل. It's I don't know what. شو الكونسبت. Concept لبن. خير. بدي أعمل concept لبن.
Dr. Food has a video عنده.
Yeah. عرفنا. It's like all. It's an Egyptian type of dessert. I don't know what they're eating. Doesn't look apt. أنا لبن ما بيشهيني بهالطريقة يعني. لبن.
هنا لبن عندهن يعني حليب.
Like a sweet laban? It's like a, you know...
كيف أنه مثلا هلبية.
آه أوكي إذا مهلبي if it's like a sweet thing أوكي بس إذا لبن
يعني... لا لا it's sweet
أوكي هيك بني سامح
هذا هو جديد رخيص جنن يهبل عيال يموت بنزيلات نكشيدي كل رخيص داخل كيس يوم الخميس أكاديمي
I wonder how much a collaboration with these guys would cost
same
Hanjad I wonder and I'm very curious I think they're charging a pretty penny bro بس كمان like this is I'm sorry this is signal like بالسعودية like I don't know if they're there individually or if there's like the kafil system بالسعودية some a lot of people who work there migrant workers عندهم kafil basically so are they even like allowed to keep to make money like that separately if they're not under contract weird question man جد ما بعرف if it makes any sense and I hope they can keep all that money and it's not whoever like signed their papers to go or approve I don't know enough about the topic to hate that but so no good for
comment
those guys
down below.
And if they're Indian I hope they're good guys I hope they don't do what these other dudes do be India yani Allah yastur
خيان غلط بالسعوديه
اي بالسعوديه ما بيسترجوا لا هنيك ما في مزح السعوديه a quick video game review for quick hike على السريع للشباب الجيمنج يلي اذا بتحبوا الجيمنج I'm going to be talking about a game that came out a year ago, folks. Hogwarts Legacy. I've been playing Hogwarts Legacy. حدا كتب بالكومنتس. They asked me for a review. I gave them a quick written review.
نيح انجا review بعد سنة من ما طلعت الgame.
Let's dignify it with a real review. أنا هلا بعمل review. أنا جبت PlayStation 5. I think the game is fun. Look, I'm going to be quick. Inta, have you seen the, you've seen the Harry Potter movies. What do you feel about them? You like them?
I love them.
Did you watch the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them?
I saw the first one. ما كفيت البقية.
ما حبيتي, ما هيك?
No.
Like, I'll tell you what. I didn't like... those movies either. I love the Harry Potter movies. I read the books when I was young. When I saw Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, I felt like something was missing, but I could never put my finger on it. I just felt like the sense of magic was kind of missing. And I watched all three of them. I don't like any of those movies, to be honest with you, the Fantastic Beasts movies. But what you realize is missing isn't Harry Potter or the characters, Ron. They're great.
It's Hogwarts.
It's Hogwarts. Even the Harry Potter movies themselves, the older the characters got, like the last two movies where they're barely in Hogwarts, the last one they're like running around, London, Mabarifshu, I don't even like that movie. Anna, to me, Harry Potter is linked to Hogwarts. It's all about going to class, running around the castle, seeing the ghosts floating, going into the dining hall.
The
and you
dining
have,
hall is so Harry Potter.
Who didn't fantasize about sitting at that dining hall and eating like an apple pie or some shit, bro? It's floating in the air. And Anna, to me, that is what defines Harry Potter. But the fact that there's a whole game where most of it is just you running around Hogwarts, I think it's actually a lot of fun. Yeah, the game can get repetitive sometimes. I don't love the wand combat, and that's a little annoying. When you leave Hogwarts and you go explore what's outside, it's not that interesting. The best part is, Anja, just being in Hogwarts, it's such an immersive world. Even the story is not that amazing, but just the fact that it takes place within Hogwarts, it's already more fun and more enjoyable than like Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. So Anahela, for example, they're redoing the Harry Potter series.
صح, where's that?
They're working on it. It's going to come out in like about a year or two. But I'm like, haram. You know, you could have left those movies as iconic as they were. We have the Harry Potter story. They could have told a brand new story with new students. But set in Hogwarts, you'll still get that vibe. I think Khafo, they did Fantastic Beasts. It didn't have Harry Potter in it. The franchise didn't do that well. They're like, fuck, people need Harry Potter to be in their stories. Actually, no. I think they could have done an amazing new series with new characters, new students, 10 years or 20 years after the Harry Potter thing happened. You know, that's in the past. Just have them chilling in Hogwarts. That will... that Hogwarts does most of the heavy lifting when it comes to getting you immersed in the world of Harry Potter. If you're a fan, and if you're a fan, you've probably played the game already, but definitely it's a very fun game.
I know, I played it a bit best so I can run around Hogwarts. I literally didn't do anything.
Did you
best
fly on a like broom or something?
I did not do anything. I literally just ran in Hogwarts.
How did it feel to run around Hogwarts?
Great. That's why I did it.
Like, for example, Elijah played the game for like 20 hours, then Zahi Minna. Best, he's watched like one movie. So he has no attachment to the franchise. Mm. So I say if you're not a fan, you might not get as much out of the game. Leno, it is kind of repetitive. You're just running around a random castle. But if you love the games, if you love the books or the movies, ooh, you've spent a lot of time in that world, it's just super fun to like run around. I am sort of getting, and I'm like 15 hours in. I want to keep doing the story and stuff, but so I have no interest in like collecting everything, finding everything, 100%ing this thing. I want to play Cyberpunk pretty soon. But so definitely a lot of fun, especially for fans. But so just being in that world, being in Hogwarts is super fun. Ooh. I don't know. I kind of wish that that series that they're making was not another Harry Potter series, and it was just another show, another group of students, but it was set within Hogwarts.
I bet I was excited about the series. Hello, Adma, I've been disappointed because recently I feel like and I agree, I would have loved to see another family story.
And a big disappointment for me was the Lord of the Rings series. Oh my God, that was bad. And those movies mean so much to me, the first three Lord of the Rings. So that show on Amazon was so bad. So
I kept trying to watch it. So I completely stopped.
You don't need it. Folks, we're going to react to, I guess, some old YouTube videos of mine. I asked Noor if she wanted to do this, if she was interested. She said, yeah. So let's do it. Anna.
You're welcome.
Anna, folks, this isn't my first rodeo. This isn't my first time on YouTube. I've been trying to make it happen on YouTube for many years. I used to be on like another YouTube channel in Zamaican ismo Heyoka Media or Iron Heyoka. Canale, a bunch of different shows. There was like Annie Stabat who did a movie review show. Canismo Movie Court. Our friend George Khalaf and Stefania Atala, they had a show ismo Kazdura. They would get in a car and drive around eating food, restaurants.
They're the best, by the way.
They were very popular. It was a very popular show. Kenfi and I had a show, Geek Authority, me and my friend Nabil. We used to talk about geek movie news, basically comic book movie news, Star Wars.
I never saw that.
Marvel. No one saw that. Marvel, DC. We used to get like 400 views an episode. Then we did another channel. So فتحنا another channel سميناه like Heyoka Media or Heyoka English. ما بتذكر. We did a show called Anthony Eats. Where I'm very picky. بالأكل إذا ما بتعرفوا. I don't like anything raw. يعني كبة نية, sushi, tomatoes, whatever. I'm just very picky. I like very few things. So we're like, why don't we do a show where it's me وبقرف من كل شيء and I try to eat all these weird, exotic, nasty foods. So I tried like sheep brains, tongue, goat feet. Testicles, brains, and all that penis, bull penis. So we're going to show you some scenes. And I looked, this was like 7 or 8 years ago. I looked like a different person. This is episode, let's see, let's watch this. You want to watch a bit of the first episode? Episode one. Let's watch a bit of episode one. These are still on YouTube, by the way. I think it's about Anthony Eats. This will come up. These got like 1,000 views per episode. Someone got 700 views. Meshi, this totally flopped. Yani. This was years ago. Granted, if this came out today, this would do a lot better. My Instagram, it's so much easier to share videos now. Again, this was 7, 8 years ago. Social media looked very different back then. Halla, it's so much easier to get the stuff to go viral. But I don't know. Noor, you've never seen these?
Mm.
Never.
Never.
Ya Rabbi. It's very awkward for me to watch these. Yalla, let's go. So, very nice intro.
Hello, Heyoka faithful, and welcome to the very first episode of Anthony Eats. As you may have been able to guess by the show's name, I'm Anthony. So something you should all know about me, I am a very picky and squeamish eater. There are a bunch of foods that I've avoided my entire life.
Younger
I've made
and
it a point
older.
To not try them out.
Yeah, I was younger. I'm wearing a button-up shirt. I think the button-up shirt is making me look older, Yimkin.
Yimkin, the hairstyle.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck was going on there. But so.
But it's time to stop
gel
that.
Gel in the hair.
Yeah, there was definitely some product in the hair.
And try some of the weirder foods that this world has to offer. So a lot of the dishes that I'm going to be trying out on this show are actually commonly eaten in many different countries. But again, remember that I am super picky. I get super grossed out very easily. So it's not going to be very easy for me. And it should be very interesting.
I can't button down.
Come on, let's get the show on the road.
I don't even own any more button-downs.
All right, so I'm about to try my first dish. I don't know what's under the lid. So a crew member is going to bring out some food and find out what it is. Thank you, Chef Jay.
Have a whole episode, 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow.
Chef de Chaussard. Oh, I had a pucometer, folks. I wonder how close I was to puking.
Oh my God. Holy fuck.
It's pretty nasty, right?
What
awesome.
Is that?
This music was copyright free.
Okay,
that's
sheep
a problem.
Sheep tongue. Lebanon makes you wanna say bah. Very funny, Danny. Okay, so I'm guessing this is commonly eaten in many places. I've never tried this, that is for sure. It's pretty horrifying to look at.
You're way less talkative.
Yeah, I was still kind of new. This was very awkward. There was people watching me. Who, you know what I mean? Like, there was like 12 people watching me when I'm so
little.
Oh, it's got teeth on it and everything.
Jay, his name was Jay. He used to be one of the chefs, be Butcher's barbecue joint, be Madame Khair.
Oh my
Butcher's.
God, it's so gooey.
Yeah, no, we had a good-ass chef.
Cool.
Oh.
But he wasn't cooking these to taste good. Mainly, he was just boiling them.
The top part, it's...
That's not
it's
fair.
Made out of leather.
Look at my hand. You can see my hands shake.
Everything here is edible? Okay, I'm gonna cut just a little piece.
Oof. Can you see my hand shaking?
You're shaking.
Yeah, this is horrifying, man. With the smell.
Try this. Oh, it smells very.
Is that best? I'm used to it. A kid, it's gonna smell horrible. Yeah,
it smells like a combination of cat food. There's a part of the turkey, like the turkey neck.
Let's go.
It smells nasty. It's a kilo turkey neck.
How are you supposed to like it? Is that my fishy?
I'm gagging, like literally.
Tastes like turkey. That tastes like turkey. Not that bad. Definitely, I'd say turkey. Not a turkey I'd order. This is really gruesome, but look at
it. Okay, be careful. That's enough of that episode.
You swallow?
Hold my breath.
Yeah, I did swallow this one. You want to see testicles, bull penis, or eyeballs?
Eyeballs.
Eyeballs? And I thought the bull penis for sure. All right,
no, Lan, eyeballs.
Look at that. Look at my hair here, bro.
Hey, guys. Welcome to a new episode of Anthony Eats.
ما سألتك إنه مين كان يطبخ لك إياهم كز I wanted to see if they were good.
This is the season finale. We're gonna take a little break for a while, and then we'll be back with a slightly different show. It's gonna be pretty cool.
But the point was to make me.
I'll see you guys in a few weeks after that. Jeff J. Keeping it real with y'all, I'm not gonna pretend. Oh, what is this? I know what it is. It's eyeballs. Bam! But I haven't seen them before. These look disgusting. Ugh. One of these days, I want to get like a nice tomato broth.
No, I think they're.
I
want to
get something in a nice tomato soup. This is horrifying.
If I'm not mistaken, when I try to cut it, juice is going to come out.
Please love.
Okay, so what the cow eyeballs, right? Jay, thank you. Cow eyeballs. Oh God. Where's the eyeball here? Whoa,
that's kinda
whoa.
Disgusting.
Leopold, get
oh
down.
Oh my God, baby Leopold.
I can't see the eyeball. This one, like, okay, that's like.
Can we see him?
The ball.
I hope so.
Oh my God, this was years ago.
Yeah! It's like wobbly.
Hello, my child. Ooh.
I'm gonna try to cut this.
Juice.
Get some entertainment value out of
this. Coming out of them.
It's so oozing.
Last episode, wanna end it big. Can't just be eating something simple.
Oh. There goes your napkin.
Oh, gotta mute that.
تخيل انت كدشت و it exploded بتمك.
Yeah, that almost happened.
I would have died.
Yeah, my face kind of says it all. Ew, bro.
Ew.
It was like ink.
Squeezing it out.
It was like Gordon Ramsay one at this point.
I was gonna eat that?
Playing with the food.
What the fuck is that? It looks like ink.
Oh.
Woo! Woo! Season one ending good. I don't know. I don't want to do this. Can I quit? The show's over. Season's done. I'm going to hang up my eating hat. And,
we used to record three episodes. What about?
Move to the prairie.
Oh, no way.
Get some, maybe some cows.
Some kunai I threw up like 5 minutes ago eating something else. Oh, I'm squeezing the juices in my mouth. Why am I doing this? Oh my God.
Showman.
Oh, that's really bad.
I'm gonna gag just watching this.
Stop watching it.
What is that?
Stop looking.
I'm saying, what is that? I'm curious now. Show me see.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh. The cornea? I don't know. I cheated on my biology IB. My final, sorry guys.
I did cheat.
I'm trying to not use this glass. Like the guy from.
Stop playing with it. Jump down.
Ooh.
It's been the Pan's Labyrinth guy, Anja. I'm remembering all the jokes I made 8 years ago.
You eat the stuff on Kazduda? No. Y'all too busy eating smoking bun and shit. You get on, sit here behind this table. Try to. George, there is an extra eyeball.
George!
You want an extra eyeball?
Nope. That looks disgusting.
Man, this is so long ago. Hey, the background تبع اني استاذ لحد هونيك على الشمال تبع موفي كورت.
Right.
He used to stand in front of this.
right.
See the movie posters? This is Lebanese YouTube history down Chufuya
Jamea. I remember Anissa's show.
This tastes this is the most horrible tasting thing we've ever had.
What's up with the music? There we go. We're muting.
Oh, fuck. Mamten Kadosh?
La, it's like, it was very, very chewy. Yani. It's like rubber, to be honest with you. I'm trying. Look at this.
Do people eat eyeballs? Are
they so people, not like this. Yeah. Bassi music, Allah?
You couldn't handle Zatar Uzid's knife. You coming to talk to me about eyeball?
All right, be careful. Anyways, watch. Do you want to watch more? Do you want to watch the bull penis? I think people got the idea, right? If these videos were like 7 years ago or 8 years ago, and I'm 33 and I was like 26, bro. I was like 26. You're 22. I was Elijah's age, and what you see, Elijah. Listen, I look much older than Elijah. Elijah looks like he's 21, and I looked like a 25, 26 year old. The beard, Ktir, I think that short beard. And the button-up shirts.
With the product
in that hair. طيب رح نحضر البول بينس. Hey Diana, guys, I put bull penis in my mouth and this got like 1,000 views on YouTube. Haram, مش حرام. Let people enjoy what I suffered for من كل هالسنين من سبع سنين. Let's give it its due now.
All right.
Look at that.
Oh Jesus. Woo!
I had so many button-up shirts with.
That is disgusting. So, I'm gonna be trying. Oh my god,
what?
This is
bull penis. Oh.
All right, Jay, how did you acquire this? Can you walk me through how you told the butcher you'd like this?
Well, luckily enough, the butcher is my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
So I just called him up. I'm like, "Hey, Ammo, how's it going?" Yeah, I had to do it in Arabic because my uncle doesn't speak English either. It's like I'm about the zip thor.
Oh my god. Oh, I cut it.
I don't even know if that's how you say it.
And then he's like, "What do you need it for?" I'm like, I just told him, it's like I'm filming this YouTube channel.
Do you see my hands shaking?
A penis.
It looks delicious.
It's tender.
It looks delicious.
Come in, it was just
in
boiled.
In terms of smell, this smells basically just like the brains and the tongue. Let's try tasting this broth. It looks like there's not much of it, but.
Oh, the penis broth?
Get a spoonful of that sauce.
Me can you embuss it to watch this?
No one watched it. Mahek, no one cared.
Gotta taste the juices before you dip into the meat. Please be mature in the comment section. All right, I'm eating penis. There's no getting around it. I'm gonna be putting dick in my mouth. So, go easy on me.
Oh.
Do you wanna drink the juices first?
Tastes like gravy. Kind of. In case you guys hear something, they're drilling something in the building. There's some construction.
Well,
so thank
like
you, neighbors. Oh. Oh, drop the hair, too.
Okay, right, so you're not ready for the size of this motherfucker.
Jesus Christ. Oh, God. You have to cut this down and fit it in the pot? Oh, my God. Woo. That's impressive. That is an impressive penis, Mr. Bull. I'm not going to try this part.
Good.
If y'all haven't subscribed yet, please do.
Please subscribe. No one subscribed.
No, I'd rather there's... Cutting it doesn't feel right. It feels kind of abrasive. It's cutting a penis as a man. It just feels, you know, barbaric. So, let's rather
grab it with my hand. Up,
and,
I didn't care, man.
Let me show y'all what I'm working with here. Hello. Hey. How's it going?
That's disgusting, Anthony.
Thumbnails.
It's like the thing that comes out of like in Star Wars in the trash compactor. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Looks left, looks right. Oh, look at this stuff. Oh. Time to go where a few other men have gone on the internet before.
I really wonder why this show didn't do better. Who wouldn't want to watch this?
Bigger.
Oh, it's like a layer of like fat.
You're making
like,
it slow, and you're torturing yourself.
No, we can skip ahead. Shwebs. Oh, God, I put the tip in my mouth so at one fucked. Point.
That's the bonus.
I just can't remember why.
That's not bonus.
I had to put some nice slow-mo music. Here is
like another bite.
I took a real bite. I think I just got that. The whole night, like.
Oh,
oh God. I just couldn't chew it though. بزقت مثل ما هي مش حكازي بعليكم. I tried to.
Oh
God. gagging on this fucking show.
Yeah, I wonder.
All right, anyways, you guys get the point. This was me 7 years ago. I was eating penis on the internet. So when someone tells me, aren't you ashamed, titlub masari la Patreon? I'm like, I've done way worse, my friend. Mm-hmm. You think asking for money for Patreon is the worst thing I've done on the internet? Look at this, and it's still up online. That's why I don't. No one wants to hire me. I'm bumza. Let me know what you guys think. Were you one of the 12 people that used to watch Anthony Eats? Were you one of the 6 people that used to watch Geek Authority on Iron Hayoka? Let me know in the comments if you're an OG, baby. And I know some of you guys who watch this. And I learned there, to be honest with you. My good old days doing YouTube, I learned all of that so I can come make this mediocre podcast with 11,000 subscribers.
I saw our episode, من the dip, وما كفيت.
Like years ago, I'm تحكي? ليه ما كفيت? شو ما حبيت? I think it was like the Michael Jackson episode. I think that was a good episode, no?
I don't remember the episode. I just saw, I commented what and you replied back.
You commented? Because you were nice.
I commented and you looked like PewDiePie. Oshi.
Thank you. I don't know if that was a compliment. So thank you for watching. Loyal. I think an Omnican is Nash when you were watching that video.
I don't even remember this. My cafe to la show.
It must have been, this was at least like 5 years ago or something. Anna. At least... 2019, yeah, four or five years ago, yeah. You were like in your teens, anybody. Oh, still wearing that tie from school and the oversized pants. طيب, we did a lot, yeah, Anafina. Let's skip to the sponsor. Shu Aulik. Folks, we're back with the good people over at 16 Millimeter Bar, Bijan Meza, folks. Our favorite bar. In all of Lebanon, folks, عندنا offer special لإلكم until April 4th. عندكم يعني ثلاثة جماعة, a little bit less starting today, folks. You can get a free drink at 16 Millimeter Bar, Bija Meza. It is our favorite bar. And then just a couple of logistic information. يعني the location, where is it? It is on the main road, Bija Meza. It is 300 meters من بعد مخفر البوليس, after the police station. It is facing Rebirth Beirut. It's very easy to find. You're not gonna miss it. It's an amazing movie-themed bar. If you're like me, you love movies, TV, all of that sort of thing, film history, you'll feel right at home at that bar. It is owned and operated by our very good friend, Hadi Shahlawi, friend of the show. He's been supporting us for a long time. Thank you again for working with us, Hadi. When you go there, you're going to be very well taken care of. They have delicious food, delicious drinks. Let me tell you a little bit more about how you can get that free drink, Uyane, starting what time. So the bar opens 6 days a week, Monday to Saturday. From 5 p.m. until 12 a.m. on weekdays and until 1 a.m. on weekends, yani Friday, Saturday night. They close on Sundays. After Ramadan, they're going to reopen during the day, earlier during the day. فهلا, the Ramadan schedule is essentially starting at 5 p.m. until 12 a.m. Well, there's a happy hour from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. every day. The good news is, folks, if you want to get a free drink after happy hour, so starting 8 p.m., whatever drink you order, be a 16 millimeter, if you just tell the bartender, do not worry, you're going to get a second drink for free. So how amazing is that? If you're a couple, you're two people sitting at the bar, you're having two drinks, just say, do not worry. Boom! Two free drinks on the table, just like that. Courtesy of your friends right here on the podcast. Nur, and I'm not much of a drinker. As you guys know, Nur is more of our... Kamena, you're less of a drinker. You used to be our resident alcoholic. You found Jesus. You found Christ.
Getting older.
Hey, ya Rabbi, older. Are you not even 25?
I turned 23 in July.
Oh. So, yeah, it's an amazing offer. And hala, one little rules. It's the majinno. You can only get one free drink per night, so you can't get five free drinks.
Do not worry.
Yeah, you get your one free drink. Best, you can get one free drink every day. You know what I mean? بدكم ترتوا لها 16 millimeter, بدكم تندموا لها هادي انه عامل هادي الاوفر. You can go every day, and after 8 p.m., you can get a free drink. So, رحلك على الساعة 8, اطلب لك a May Parker, قل له do not worry, get a second one for free. خلص, easy. You got a group of 5, you're a group of 10, you want to impress your friends, go as five, pay for five drinks, get 10 drinks. You don't want to look cheap in front of your girlfriend or your date. وشوش له يا خي للبارتندر. No, do not worry. Because I want her to know it's a free drink. He doesn't have to know. You know what I mean? To the whole bar. Just وشوش له. Tell him, yo, I don't want to look cheap. Because I want that free drink. Whatever, however you choose to do it, baby. Go get your free drinks. Haram. قاعدين ناطرينكم من هلا لأبريل 4th. وكمان folks, مش بس في drinks with delicious house cocktails, all the basics that you want, يعني. There's a delicious food menu. Let me just read you a couple of these amazing...
There's a great food menu.
There's the big... First of all, there's the big Kahuna Burger, which recently came out in a recent launch. Ooh, Hadi was nice enough to invite us to try the burger a couple of weeks ago.
Thank you, Hadi.
Want the footage, folks. You want to see some premium footage of us eating that big Kahuna Burger? Nbellish be Elijah. Elijah's not here, Nbellish fi.
Afi la kel hada?
Kel hada an akhad bite. Wait, I have the footage of each one taking a bite. Hey, Elijah, you guys are going to vote in the comments who took the nicest bite.
If mine looks like shit, mahan hatta.
Look, yours looks nice. Tell him to shoot for Elijah first.
Taste test.
That's a good bite one. Hey, the good Instagrammable bite.
That's so good.
Come in, my reaction.
Is it really good?
Is it really good?
Is it really good or are you lying?
But what I just went on Burgery, I said, I don't have to shit.
Burgery is delicious too.
Are you guys lying?
One promo at a time, Noor. Mafina hala. Can't mix up our burgers. Hala anna Noor. Let's see kif Noor mishi hala.
Smells of butter.
Yeah, I knew that was a professional Instagram bite, and you even had the follow through with like the lips. Yeah, and you're still. I think that was a very professional.
Okay, that was really good.
That was good burger biting footage, yani. بس تركوا على الاستاذ أنتوني. All these little baby bites, يعني. I don't even think you guys are getting any meat بهالكاتشي, يعني. شوفوا هون ما لقيتشي. قيتشي ولا قيتشي.
وصلت على نص للباتي. شو عم تحكي؟
شوفي أنا الاستاذ.
أنتوني. Eat.
شوف ملا بايت. Hey, the قيتشي. قيتشي, folks.
صح كنا نحكي.
Yeah, I just found out. أنا كنت أقول كاتشي كل حياتي with a K. كاتشي طلعت كاتشي الكلمة.
شو طلعت like officially it's كاتشي.
ما بعرف إذا طلعت بس إنه كارمن نجار بتقول كاتشي كاتشي ولا كاتشي. If she says كاتشي, it's gotta be كاتشي. You know what I mean?
I think it's just
مثل فاصوليا فاصوليا. أنا بقول فاصوليا. ما بقول فاصوليا.
أنا بقول فاصوليا بس بقول كاتشي.
أنا بقول فاصوليا وبقول تراتور ما بقول تراتور. بقى أنا تراتور. What do you say, Taratura or Tarator?
I don't remember.
Say it, hella, it's the sound we shower my mashu extra. Zamatte. So, yani, the burger, honestly, was amazing.
The burger, Sanyan, the burger was phenomenal. ومعم بحكي هيك because we're sponsored. يعني من بعد ما خلصنا I texted my brother.
Oh wow.
I texted my brother, قلت له you have to go and try the burger. And my parents actually came in, I've told them about it and they want to try it.
Oh no way. نحن we're telling all of you go to try the burger. When you're having your burger, you want to wash it down with a nice drink, طلب a drink, and then get a free drink when you tell the bartender.
Come in, keep out on their Instagram. دايما they get guest bartenders or guest chefs. It's very awesome. Well, last time we went, there was a guest bartender, and we had some of his signature drinks. They were phenomenal. But
back to the burger. شوي. أنا كمان أنا. I'm the kind of person. شفتوا Anthony eats. I'm very picky. كل شيء raw ما باكل. يعني when I get a burger, when I get a steak, مش بحبه well done. بحبه من تيك إخت ويجو. يعني بحبه بيصير دولاب. تعرفوا الدولاب أنا هيك بدي أكله. And I like that. To me, يعني, the more, if a piece of meat can taste good when it's super well done, that's even better. يعني. Wow, what a good piece of meat. I know it's offensive to anyone who likes meat.
It is offensive.
But the burger be, أنا ما قلت لهم how to cook my burger. I just let them surprise me. It came, I think, as a medium well. Guys, I was able to eat that burger.
No, is it like medium rare?
Medium rare. يعني.
It was very, very.
It was very pink on the inside. I ate the whole thing, folks. And yani, pink, I did not give a fuck. The flavor of the meat was so nice. The seasoning was perfect. That bun was nice and toasty. Anjed, fantastic burger. And if you're not into burgers, fi Tennessee turkey sandwich, avocado toast, fi desserts, homemade cookies, Wonka's chocolate brownie, feta sandwiches. Did I already say that? Fi shuma betkun. It's an amazing place. It's an amazing bar. If you've watched the show for any time, a lot of you guys have already been there. You've taken advantage of the offer. We've done it before. You guys loved
it's
it.
It's a great offer, by the way.
Pay for one drink, get two drinks. With their high-quality drinks, high-quality ingredients. We're not going to send you guys anywhere. We're sending you to the best, folks, okay? 16mm is that place.
try the burger for sure, Anjad.
Well, thanks again to Hadi for sponsoring us, for supporting the show. Anjad means a lot. Remember, till April 4th, guys, lahqu halkon. Again, you can go every day. You get one free drink per day, but you can literally go every day, and you can get like 20 free drinks if you go this whole month. Yalla, happy drinking. Drink responsibly. There's something I want to talk about, folks. The creator of Dragon Ball, Akira Toriyama, passed away at the age of 68. I'm not going to lie to you guys and pretend that I was the biggest Dragon Ball Z fan in the world. I wasn't, but I really liked Dragon Ball a lot as a kid. It was a big part of my childhood. In front of you is my original copy of Budokai Tenkaichi on PlayStation 2. Hey, the original. And I get this to my PS2 games, original. Never used to get them fake. Yeah, so stupid. I also have a bunch of like Dragon Ball action figures, but I wasn't going to bring down the box. But Dragon Ball means a lot to me. It was a big part of my childhood. So I wasn't the biggest fan. I know a lot of you guys watching were massive fans, or you haven't skipped a single episode. And I wasn't one of those fans. But I cannot deny the impact that Dragon Ball had on me, on people, on artists, on manga, on anime, on everything. And it is one of the most groundbreaking TV shows of all time. Bado lahalla, it's still one of the most popular animes of all time. Manga, they're still making movies, cartoons, meet al shagli, video games. It's an undying thing. Did you any interest in Dragon Ball? Your brothers? Anything? Meshi? Nothing at all? No attachment to this franchise. Anyways.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. So you're not maybe not going to care about this a lot. And I really like Dragon Ball Z. But something that I want to read a couple of letters to you guys, okay? This is going to be the most random segment we've ever done on this podcast. I'm just going to read a couple of letters for you. But
I tried to convince him not to.
She was like, let's not.
She I said, really tried. Yeah.
She said, no, we shouldn't do this. I'm like, we're going to do it anyways. So Honefi, Eiichiro Oda and Masashi Kishimoto. They're the creators of One Piece and Naruto. Also incredibly popular animes, manga.
I've seen Naruto, by the way.
I don't know if Naruto started as a manga, but then I said anime, but no. One Piece, and it's a manga, into an anime, there's a live action series. They each wrote a statement about the passing of Akira Toriyama. Basically, how they look up to him. And I just want to read them because honestly, I read them. I teared up reading them. And I don't even know these people. Again, I'm not that big of a Dragon Ball fan, and they moved me to tears because I've rarely seen someone express so beautifully their sadness for someone dying, honestly. Someone that they look up to, someone that they wish they had more time with. My wife, I'm just going to stop talking. I'm going to read these. So this is by Eiichiro Oda, who I think is the creator of One Piece. You can skip this part if it's boring. I'm just going to read a bunch of sad shit.
Sorry, is that your life?
It's too early. The hole is too big. The thought of never seeing you again fills me with sadness. Well, by the way, I don't know if these were written in Japanese and they were translated to English, or if these were originally written in English. But I'm sure if we were to read them in original Japanese, it would be even sadder and more poignant. This is just some kind of translation. It's too early. The hole is too big. The thought of never seeing you again fills me with sadness. I've admired you so much since I was a child, and I even remember the day when you called me by my name for the first time. I'm getting goosebumps right now. I also miss the day when I had a great time with Mr. Kishimoto on the way home from the day when he used the word friend for us. I also remember the last conversation we had. He's one of the people who took the baton from the era when reading manga would make you stupid and created an era where both adults and children read and enjoy manga. He showed us the dream that manga can do things like this and that we can go to the world. He gave it to me. It was like watching a hero push forward. The excitement he experienced when he serialized Dragon Ball is probably rooted in the childhoods of creators who are active in all industries, not just manga artists. That existence is a great tree. For manga artists of my generation who have stood on the same stage, the closer I got to Toriyama's works, the more I realized that they had a greater presence. So scary. But I'm just happy to see the easygoing man himself again. Because we love Toriyama-sensei on a blood level. I would like to express my respect and gratitude to the world of creativity left behind by Professor Toriyama and pray for his repose and peace. I hope that heaven will be a pleasant world just as you envisioned it. Is that not like... I'm about to cry reading this right now, bro. I swear to God. It's so...
No, it's sad. I'm sure he did a lot for this community. It's just that I don't care about the letter.
Let me read the second letter. This is from Mr. Masashi.
It is beautifully written, Yana.
Anjad, I don't know.
It expresses a lot of sadness, but do I care about that sadness? I don't.
Yalla, I care. Smile. Mr. Masashi Kishimoto. This one's longer. This is the creator of Naruto. Honestly, I don't know what to write or how to write about something so sudden. However, for now, I would like to express my thoughts and feelings to Toriyama-sensei, something I wish he would have asked me someday. I grew up with Dr. Slump in the lower grades of elementary school and Dragon Ball in the upper grades, and it was natural for me to have his manga next to me as part of my life. Even if I had a bad experience, watching Dragon Ball every week made me forget about it. It was a relief for me, a country boy who had nothing. Because Dragon Ball was really fun. It was when I was a university student. Suddenly, the Dragon Ball that had been a part of my life for so many years ended. I felt an incredible sense of loss and didn't know what to look forward to. But at the same time, it was also an opportunity for me to truly understand the greatness of the teacher who created Dragon Ball. I also want to create works like yours. I want to be like my teacher. As I followed in my teacher's footsteps and aspired to become a manga artist, that feeling of loss began to disappear. Because making comics was fun. I was able to find new fun by following my teacher. I just love how it keeps calling him my teacher. Yani, the way Japanese people show respect to one another is second to none. My teacher has always been my guide. I admired it. I apologize for the inconvenience, but I would like to express my gratitude to the teacher. For me, he was the god of salvation and the god of manga. I'm literally like tearing up reading this shit right now. I don't even know the guy. I'm not even that big of a fan. Anyways, when we met for the first time, I was so nervous that I couldn't say a word. However, after meeting him many times at the Tezuka Prize screening committee, we became able to talk. As Dragon Ball children, I and Mr. Oda went back to being children again. And when we talked excitedly about how much Dragon Ball was fun, as if we were competing with each other, I forgot how he looked a little embarrassed and smiled at me. I can't. I have just received the news. Hard sentence to read. I have just received the news of the death of my teacher. It's awkward for you watching me cry right in front of you. This is like Shuja Birne. I feel an even greater sense of loss than when Dragon Ball ended. I still don't know how to deal with this hole in my heart. Now I can't even read my favorite Dragon Ball. I don't feel like I've been able to properly write the sentence that I want to convey to my teacher. Everyone around the world was still looking forward to seeing your work. If Dragon Ball's one wish really comes true, I'm sorry. Maybe that's selfish, but it's sad, sensei. Man, the respect when they use words like sensei and shit. Thank you, Akira Toriyama-sensei, for all of your enjoyable works over the past 45 years. And thank you very much for your hard work. We are sure that the remaining family members are still deeply hurt. Please take care of yourself. I pray that that Mr. Akira Toriyama rests in peace.
It's actually nice that it touched you like that.
I don't know why.
It's a bad feeling, but it's good to have those emotions.
I think what's getting to me is just the respect that they're showing to their teacher.
How did he die?
I don't know, to be honest. He's 68. I don't know how he died, but he was 68. Still young, yeah, and I know 68 sounds old. But it's my wife. I think it's just the way Keith, he's presenting, he's expressing his reverence and what dish that man meant to him. How they both express how becoming friends with him meant so much to them. And just to say that, like, today I found out that my teacher, even just repeating it, I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. If you're fans of Dragon Ball, what you thought of these letters. Was this a horrible segment? Or how awkward seeing your boss crying reading a letter for some random reason.
It wasn't awkward. It was heck endearing and nice.
Thank you. That was, Anjed, like, they, you know, this reminds me, Kamina, and I'm a big comic book fan, who, Kamina, like, people like Stan Lee, to draw a little parallel, when Stan Lee used to work on comics, used to be ashamed to say that he wrote comic books, because it used to be viewed as this cheap shit for kids. He helped elevate the genre. Like, he helped elevate manga. Stan Lee did the same for comics. So a lot of what they're talking about, this, and I feel the same towards comic books. When Stan Lee died, I felt very sad, because that was not my teacher, but Sanno had a massive impact on my life. Even Akira Toriyama, whether I know it or not, had a massive impact on me, because everything, and he impacted so many other manga artists and creators and anime artists who, you know, who will never be forgotten. Ooh, rest in power. Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson, folks. I know if you guys aren't interested in boxing, I've been boxing for a year now. I'm a big boxing fan. It's huge. Jake Paul is a huge personality. Mike Tyson is a legend. You don't care about boxing, you know who Mike Tyson is. You know who Jake Paul is. You know, you have a Netflix account. So you're qualified to be in this conversation because there's a a first of its kind boxing event happening, guys. I'm not a fan of Jake Paul, to be honest with you guys. Basu and Mike Tyson both shared this post on all of their social medias. Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson, Saturday, July 20th, live on Netflix, a live global sports event. This is a massive deal for so many reasons.
No way.
Yeah. So this, first of all, this is the first like live sporting event that is taking place on Netflix. This is a huge step for Netflix.
Yeah.
Netflix recently signed a deal with the WWE. They're going to be showing like Raw for the next like 5 years or something.
What?
Yeah, they signed a huge deal with the WWE. So they're moving in. They're expanding. They're diversifying their offerings. Raisifi Sports, all that sort of thing. Halla, a live boxing event. For example, just this weekend, there was a giant like knockout thing, the show, Riyadh Festival. I paid for it. It was Anthony Joshua versus Francis Ngannou. I paid $20 to watch the pay-per-view, for example. If you have a Netflix subscription, you're not going to have to pay anything to watch this fight.
I feel like a different subscription on Netflix Sports.
This is free for everyone who watches, who has Netflix. So if you have a Netflix subscription, it's not free. You're already paying for your subscription, but you're not going to have to pay an extra $5 or $10 or $20 to watch this event. Khalas, you're subscribed to Netflix, you can watch this. So Netflix has around 260 million users. You're not going to have to pay anything. So this automatically is going to make this one of the most viewed boxing matches of all time. Yani, people are just going to watch it out of curiosity. Another reason why this is such a big deal is that Mike Tyson is a boxing legend. He's one of, if not the greatest heavyweight of all time, but he's 57 years old. Yeah, well, by the time this fight rolls around, yeah, on July 20th, he's going to be 58. Well, Jake Paul, I don't know his age. He's like 26, 27. He's much younger. Yeah, please check. He's much younger than Mike Tyson. I know what a lot of people are saying. Yeah, but Mike Tyson, binik akhto walaw, Mike Tyson was the best. Sure, but Mike Tyson, again, you got to keep in mind, is a 57-year-old man. He's going to be 58. I know there's a boxer that I love on YouTube. It's Tony Jeffries.
He's 27.
He's 27. Tony Jeffries is an ex-Olympic gold medalist. He does a lot of boxing tutorials on YouTube. He's like a British boxing champion. I love him. He made a whole video about this fight saying that, sure, in boxing, it's known that the last thing a boxer loses is his punching power. Mike Tyson could probably still knock the fuck out of someone. No doubt about that. But what you lose is your reflex time, your abilities, and your quick movements. You get slower, you get sloppy. And it's not like Mike Tyson lives the healthiest lifestyle. He trains, elite training. Mike Tyson launched a weed company a few years ago. He just smokes weed all day and eats mushrooms and hosts a podcast. So he's no longer living that kind of lifestyle where, like, Jake Paul, say what you will about him. And I hate him. I hate him and I hate his brother Logan. I think they're the two worst people on social media. And I don't think he's an amazing boxer, but he's a pretty decent boxer. And he has the most, like, he's surrounded by a professional training team at all time. He can afford the best dietitians, the best physical therapists, the best coaches, the best everything. So a man like him at 27 in his peak physical form, fighting a 58-year-old man, doesn't sit very well with me. Hala, let's watch. Jake Paul shared this video on his Twitter of Mike Tyson training. He's still in great shape. This is very dangerous, etc. Check this out. Credit to Mike Tyson. Dude is still a beast. Look at that monster. I do not want to be in the ring with that guy. Bess, come in. Keep in mind, this is a 30-second clip. It's easy to look good on 30 seconds on the pads. You know what I mean? It's different to be in a 6-round, 8-round, 10-round fight where every round is 3 minutes long. You're moving. You're avoiding punches. I can do this and look good. Not as good as this, but you know what I mean. Well, this is the tweet that Jake Paul wrote accompanying this video. He said, he's the greatest heavyweight of all time, the most vicious KO artist ever, but I'm younger, I'm faster, and I'm going to be working my ass off to get stronger. A member of my team sent me this video that Mike's coach put up 2 weeks ago and asked me if I'm sure that I want to do this. Yes. Yes, I do. Heavyweight. So first of all, this video is from 4 years ago. It's not now. It wasn't from 2 weeks ago. This is a 4-year-old video. There's actually this video that's been making the rounds of Tyson walking around with a cane from like a few weeks ago. Tyson. Look at this old fucker, man.
Take it up, bro.
Yep. How you doing, Mike? Good to see you, brother. You're looking good, Mike.
Look at that. Haram, he's just old, man. Again, he's 57. He has the right to be old, but like a 27-year-old guy fighting a 58-year-old, doesn't matter how powerful he is and how much of a decorated... Bro, Mike Tyson, yeah, no one needs to tell me how much of a champ he is. He's a fucking beast. Everyone in my boxing gym looks up to Mike Tyson.
It looks like it's only for show, and especially that it's the first match streamed on Netflix.
Exactly. So we still don't have the details. It's most likely going to be an exhibition match. I don't think it's going to go 10 or 12 rounds. Pest maximum, like 6 rounds would make sense.
When was his last fight?
Like Tyson. 5 years ago, Tyson fought. But he also fought another old guy. Like, it was an exhibition fight. They're both old.
And I'm thinking Anoujai Bin, the best lineup for a first fight on Netflix.
Not
yeah. Jake Paul, he got all the Gen Zs. Mike Tyson, elu 5 years, fighting. This is like peak viewing.
To be fair, we don't know if there are other fighters on the card. We don't know if this is going to be the only fight. That's it. You tune in, you watch this fight. Or if there's going to be, if it's a card, the undercard, do multiple fights leading up to this fight. This was a video that was interesting, but it got debunked. Let's watch it.
I know for a fact they are using 18-ounce gloves and head guards, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I don't even believe. There's no way they're selling those tickets.
So 18-ounce. Yeah,
so this is Derek Chisora. He's a heavyweight boxer. So basically in boxing, the bigger gloves you use, 18-ounce gloves, are safer. And these are 14-ounce gloves, for example. 18-ounce gloves have even more padding and they're heavier. So the bigger... The heavier the glove, the safer it is when you get hit. You know what I mean? Because there's more padding. Theoretically, you're going to get cut less, etc. So Hona Ambiul, I know they're going to be fighting with 18-ounce gloves, which are like massive, and wearing headgear. I heard that that's not true. At least the headgear part. That would be very lame, even though, and I don't want to see Tyson get hurt. But yeah, they're not going to be wearing headgear. I don't know about the sizes of the glove. Ana, to me, I'm very conflicted because, of course, I'm going to watch it. You know what I mean? Like Mike Tyson... I just want to see Mike Tyson fight. It doesn't matter how old he is. I don't really care about the Jake Paul part of it yet. And if it was Tyson versus anyone, I would have tuned in. But I feel conflicted that he's fighting Jake Paul. But if I'm going to tune in and watch, I don't think I have the right to complain because I'm going to be supporting this. Netflix said, this guy tuned in. That means he likes this. That means we want more of this. So if I'm really against this, what I should do is boycott the event and not watch it. But I do want to watch it because I'm morbidly curious. As much as I think that this is unethical... Mike Tyson, he had money problems.
I would watch it.
I'm going to watch the shit out of it.
I don't give a fuck and I would watch it.
This is why I'm telling you. Because it's on Netflix and you don't have to pay anything extra, this is a huge move and this is going to have a massive impact on the whole boxing industry. If you think other companies or other promotions aren't now looking at Netflix as a serious option to host their next fight, you're crazy. Of course they are. You know what I mean?
Are they in the same...
Weight class? No, Mike Tyson is a heavyweight. Jake Paul is not a heavyweight. I think he's going to go up to heavyweight. So Jake Paul is going to be putting on a lot of weight to try to do this. And it's just the fact that he's so old. He's 58, yeah. My body. Like my boxing coach is 45. He's a beast. But there's a big difference between 58 and 45.
Mike Tyson takes shit care of himself.
Mahek. I know, I was just wondering, he doesn't need the money. And Mike Tyson had money problems with Minkam Sene, but he launched his weed business. I don't know what Jake Paul, other than the publicity, if he beats Mike Tyson, everyone's going to say, you beat an old man. Wow, bravo. No one's going to give him credit for that. And if he loses to Mike Tyson, they're going to say, you lost a 58-year-old man. So for Jake Paul, other than the money, I don't see what he's getting out of this. You know what I mean? Sure, he's going to get money. More promotional stuff, but no. Are you guys gonna watch it? That's what I want to know. Noor doesn't give a fuck about boxing. She's gonna be tuning in. I'm gonna be tuning in. Are you guys gonna be tuning in? What do you think about the ethics of the whole thing? Are you team Jake and Aki, the team Mike Tyson and Abe Jake Paul?
If there's a UFC fight and someone's watching,
you check it out.
It's pretty fun. I guess that's why it's. I would be interested.
It is. Just from a business perspective, having this fight on Netflix come in, it means a lot to the industry. So
It's the perfect lineup.
I'm curious to see what happens. Yeah.
I feel.
In terms of generations, Akida, you got Jake Paul for the kids, we got Mike for the legacy boxing fans. But then we're talking about the Oscars, ya jamea. The Oscars happened yesterday, and by the time you watched this, 3 days ago. We just want to touch on some things. The winners, we have a list of winners. Ana, I'll be honest with you guys. As you guys have been watching the show over the last few months, and I've expressed to you guys that the situation decided to be Palestine with Israel and all that stuff, it's made it very difficult for me to watch Hollywood-made movies.
Same.
I've been questioning TV shows, movies. A lot of the creators that I used to love and look up to, writers, directors, are Zionists. So I feel very conflicted every time I watch a movie. We talked about Dune last week. a dish I struggled, even though it's a great movie technically, I just enjoyed getting into it. Edma, the story was reminding me of the events in Palestine. I'm just having a hard time. So most of the movies that are nominated, I haven't seen them actually, but so no. And we're going to talk about some of the other stuff surrounding the Oscars, like Palestine. But so just let's talk about the winners. Oppenheimer. I've seen Oppenheimer. You saw Oppenheimer.
I saw Oppenheimer.
I loved it. You loved it. Let's look at the other nominees. I'm just curious if you've seen any of them. American Fiction. Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
Me neither. Anatomy of a Fall. Have you seen it?
Mm-mm.
Barbie.
No.
You haven't seen Barbie
either?
Oh, I saw Barbie. Have you seen Holdovers?
No.
Killers of the Flower Moon?
No.
I saw that one. Maestro on Netflix. I think it's on Netflix. Bradley Cooper. Past Lives, Poor Things, or Zone of Interest. Have you seen any of those?
Mm-mm.
And I've only seen Oppenheimer, Killers of the Flower Moon, or Barbie.
Yeah, so. I suck.
And I'm actually on a three. And normally, a few years ago, I would have seen all of these. And I used to make it a point to watch every single movie nominated for the Oscars.
I like to keep up, but I don't.
Yeah, yeah. I've been horrible at it. But I just smile in FS with my CEO, Bashir. He's forcing all of us to watch Poor Things. He's like, homework. It's not even an assignment. He's like, you have to watch Poor Things. So I'm like, okay, I'm
going to. I don't know if I can say that I'm going to illegally, but I did.
Ule, yalla.
But I haven't seen it yet.
And I'm going to watch it for work, Bashir. But I have no, because I don't like Yorgos and Citrusmo, the guy who did it. I don't like his other movies. The Killing of a Sacred Deer, I like it, but I don't enjoy it. Ooh, The Lobster, Mahabaito. So I'm not excited to watch Poor Things, to be honest with you. But so no. So I liked Oppenheimer. I loved it. But so no, I can't say if it really deserved to win, because I haven't seen all these other movies. A lot of people say Poor Things is great, Anatomy of a Fall, etc. Best Actor, Cillian Murphy, Rebecca for Oppenheimer.
Okay.
I haven't seen any of the other nominated movies, to be honest with you. So I couldn't tell you if he really deserves it. So he was good. Best Actress, Emma Stone for Poor Things. Haven't seen it. But everyone was saying Lily Gladstone was going to win for Killers of the Flower Moon. But Emma Stone took it. Actor in a supporting role, Robert Downey for Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer had a great night, to be fair. Best Director, Christopher Nolan won for Oppenheimer. That was great.
I'm shuffling mine.
So Yorgos Lanthimos was the name of the director of Poor Things. Hey, I don't really love his movies. They're very well done. He's an incredible director. I just don't like the stories. It's not really my style. Something that made me very happy was Best Visual Effects. Godzilla Minus One won that award. And that movie was done for a very low budget, like $15 million.
Mm-hmm.
Like 35 people worked on the visual effects. So for it to win, amazing. I was very happy with that.
So I'm upset it'd be Best Live Action Short.
True.
Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar.
Oh, wow.
It's a short on Netflix by Wes Anderson. Nazal, like four short stories.
Ah, okay.
They were beautiful, beautiful. I highly recommend.
I haven't seen it. That's I never used to watch the shorts, Anna. Best Editing, come in, Oppenheimer. Best Song, What Was I Made For? It's about Billie Eilish one. What was I made for?
Poor Things, Best Makeup or Best Production.
Yeah. You should watch Barbie. It's a lot of fun. And I think Barbie should have been... I think Greta Gerwig should have been nominated for Best Director for Barbie. I know a lot of people know, why did Barbie get a Best Picture nomination? Honestly, it's not that good of a movie, technically, Anna. They're obviously better movies. But I think what Barbie and Oppenheimer did to save cinemas, Anja, they did a lot, man. Barbie was the highest grossing movie of the year. Maktir Nizlo Flumia in the cinemas because of the writer's strike, actor's strike. Like, cinemas were really, after COVID, Anja, cinemas ekel ukhara. So, Oppenheimer and Barbie saved, I cannot express a dish, they saved the cinema industry for like a fucking full month, man. They were the only two movies. So I think it definitely deserves a Best Picture nomination just for that, just for bringing people back in the fucking cinema. What Barbie and Oppenheimer did, honestly, to movie going, with the excitement those two movies created around going to the movies, with people doing a double feature. And I'm sad we missed out on that, Bilibnan. They didn't come out at the same time. But Anjad,
they did come out at the same time, I would have seen Barbie, by the way. But hello. Nothing's pushing me to watch it.
It's very funny what I will say. I watched, and I used to love watching the Oscars. I know when I was younger, I used to like stay up and watch it. And I used to watch it with my mom. I used to really get so excited. Now I kind of get disgusted when I see all of these like elite Hollywood celebrities cheering for each other.
With
I'm like,
cringe.
The cabal of
like John Cena and Tola naked.
Yeah, all of, like,
no, that's really cringe.
But what I thought was the best, and I just saw clips on Twitter. Ryan Gosling performed I Am Ken
on stage.
That was amazing. That was honestly one of... That's why you should watch the movie, because it's such a funny movie. Ryan Gosling is amazing.
I've seen the clip where he sings it.
He's amazing in Barbie. So just watch the movie for him. It's really, really funny.
I just never really felt like watching it. دايما انه بيجي بدي احطه and then I feel like انه ما قال جلدت هالموفي تبع المورال كومباس. فانه I just never watched it.
Take it for what it is. It's fun. It's nice, fun and light. بس انا يعني everyone has been saying that this was the best Oscar show in years. If the Oscars have been sucking for years, this was the best telecast. And I really wish I could go back to enjoying this stuff. All these actors. But I'm really having a hard time. And I saw Emma Stone's speech. She's like, I'm like, stop. It's just fucking an award ticket. And people are fucking dying. A bunch of rich, privileged
like
motherfuckers. I love Emma Stone. And I was in love with Emma Stone 2007, ever since Superbad.
Spider-Man?
No, Superbad. I've been Spider-Man. And I was like, I was still in high school when I... Yani,
Anna, I know her from The Amazing Spider-Man.
She's great in that. No, I'm just so cynical now. The older I get, these last 5 months, everything has changed. My relationship to all these things that I love, Hollywood, movies, cinema, TV. I'm trying to get over it. I'm trying to go back to enjoying the stuff. Video games I've been able to enjoy a lot more than movies and TV lately, I got to say. But just a couple of things going into the Oscars. Jonathan Glazer, who won, I think, Best International Film for Zone of Interest. This was his speech. Let's listen real quick.
All our choices were made to reflect and confront us in the present, not to say, look what they did then, rather look what we do now. Our film shows where dehumanization leads at its worst. It shaped all of our past and present. Right now, we stand here as men who refute their Jewishness and the Holocaust being hijacked by an occupation which has led to conflict for so many innocent people. Whether the victims of October...
Very brave of him to say. Jonathan Glazer, director of Zone of Interest. He's been called out by a bunch of Zionists. Ben Shapiro. Min Mabetko, Noah Tishbi, that lady we talked about. How dare he? He's not a Jew. He's a Jew, self-hating Jew. Kilshi Betkon. He did great. Honey, we had some celebrities wearing pins, folks. Pins. Everybody loves pins, don't they? Billie Eilish is wearing that pin. Rami Yusuf is wearing that pin. This dude's wearing the pin. A bunch of celebrities were wearing the pins. And
that guy was started on BuzzFeed.
Asian guy?
He's one of the Try Guys.
Oh, one of the Try Guys. Okay.
Eugene Liang.
Okay. Mark Ruffalo. This was Mark Ruffalo coming in. So there was protesters who blocked the road on the way to the Kodak Theater. A lot of the celebrities got there late. Fahone Mark Ruffalo was rushing through the red carpet to make it to the show. This is what he had to say. Mark Ruffalo has always been the petite leftist to make it peaceful.
The Palestinian protest shut down the Oscars tonight. Humanity wins.
It's Mahdoum, Habboub. Putting his fist up in solidarity. Mahdoum and Mark Ruffalo. He's always on there. Haram. He always gets yelled at on Twitter. Bi'ul shi, then they make him delete the tweet.
He's trying.
Haram. So that was nice to see, I guess. Yeah, and the Oscars trying to stand for what's right, even though... Yani Hollywood is one of the most like Zionist entities بالعالم, yani, Zionist control over Hollywood is scary. Speaking of Zionist control, actually, let's just talk about DJ Khaled. Why has DJ Khaled been so quiet?
DJ Khaled.
So Honez Hadan, this was an Instagram post, basically. The secret to DJ Khaled's silence on Palestine. Number one, DJ Khaled's label, We Da Best, is a subsidiary of Universal Music Group. Okay, the CEO of Universal Music Group is Lucien Grange, a supporter of the Friends of the IDF charity. Caroline Grange, the wife of the Universal Music Group CEO, funds the Zionist Federation and other Israel lobby groups. Ah, voila, that's great. Another director of Universal Music Group is Haim Saban, the largest fundraiser for the Friends of the IDF in history. Oh my God. Haim Saban is also credited with writing the script for U.S. President Joe Biden's policy on Israel. So this is, I know a lot of people usually go and look at all these Jews that work in high places. That is actually anti-Semitic. That does nothing to help the case when you're trying to make a point against Zionism. But these are actually people who support the IDF, who fund Friends of the IDF charities. So Mishino, look at these Jews in high places. No. These are straight up Zionists. So again, all the love to the Jewish community.
بس في أول شيء.
Yeah, أكيد.
Who gives a fuck about DJ Khaled?
He's one of the biggest Palestinian
بس
celebrities.
Who's waiting for him for a statement and
no, not anymore.
Literally, ما حد, he's not relevant. يعني.
It just would have been nice, يعني. Hey, you came from nothing. We'll be flitting the keys to success, and say something about your people, يعني. And no, like, it's just a little, you know, it's a little shitty on his behalf.
I know it's
يعني.
Your fault. إذا توقعتوا شيء منه.
هلا أكيد. أكيد if you're expecting you know يعمل شيء هون أنت حق عليكم أكيد. Okay, we're done with the main topics. We have a bunch of random stuff. Shabeli, do you want to talk about the most dystopian Joy Tassidi's video ever or Abu Ali? نقي. What do you want to start
أي
with?
أي قبل أو بس واحد
أي قبل no, أي قبل I like both. We're talking about both.
Let's do Abu Ali قبل.
Abu Ali? اشتقنا له Abu Ali.
صح مشان هيك.
Okay, يلا. هون ماشي. I got nothing special. I just he came up on my for you page and I was like Abu Ali. He's blonde now. First of all, I'm يعني دايت. Okay, you know, you guys know he does his flips. He's a little guy. Okay, هون عم يبلش يفلب من كتير بعيد.
Yeah.
ما ورا الرئيس أبو علي مالك التيك توك.
شيبا.
يلا
شيبا. أتس.
So he's got.
He needs some toner in that hair.
So bro, he's got three gimmicks, son. He's doing the flip. I'm ul shiba is a fika jiba. Then at the end he does. It's. He's. I think he's overdoing it. You got one of the three بكفوا يا أبو أبو علي. أو الرولي بولي هاي الدجاج بتكفي بحس.
بس الفيديو يعني كل الفيديو.
الجيبا إذا فيك الجيبا ما ضروري كس خلاص يعني كتير زبليت وال it's good at the end بس إنه بدك.
No the bleached hair بس or like we.
You want to know where?
Get him like purple shampoo.
رح تشوفه وين عم بيتعال وين عامل شعره هلا شوفه أحلى دعاية لأحلى كوافير أبو علي.
محل علي ناجي بعيد سنوبر وجيبا وأحلى حلاق الكبير روح اتس
بده سيلفر شامبو بده سيلفر
عمل انتي دعاية
ايه بده سيلفر شامبو هاي بقوة. أنا كان عندي you guys I did my blonde hair for a little while بعرف شوية what you need هون. I just love the little flip he does before the main flip للإلان هيدا I've never seen one هالقد أخد إلان فيها شوفي مالا little flip
أخد إلان
عند الطواق عند خيكم بعدين وجيبا إذا فيك تجيبا جيبا إذا فيك تجيبا جربوها
X. On the hair turned green. Shit.
هون it's our boy, but I just gotta watch this. Hey,
that was beautiful.
بس هيدا الصغير اللي عمله قبل الكلبوت هيدا بس كيف حبة little jump.
أتي الطوار.
With the legs.
He was in the air for like 2 seconds. He had like 2 seconds of air time. يعني هلا بين أبو علي وأبو هادي هون ما بعرف أنا شو يعني.
بطل.
I would have to choose between my children is Abu Hadi or Abu Ali zim khabtu ba'dhum in a ring. That is an influencer boxing match that I would pay to see.
Ana team Abu Hadi.
Ana akid team Abu Hadi bikasru bro, but no team Abu Hadi, he's in pain Damon. So if Abu Ali can take advantage of Abu Hadi's like weak joints, bikasru adamu.
La hada he's so agile.
Huwa he can do flips, hada bi'amil flips wa hadak ma bi'dar alayh, he'll be flipping around the ring. رح يدوخل أبو هادي
بس أنا بعدنا مع أبو هادي على أكل
أبو هادي فوق راسنا كلنا لبطر ويال لبطر ويال
يا ألا this guy is so funny تخيل تأسمع بيتك يجي يفوتي
هلا we just got a couple of small things هيك على الخفيف هولي for fun. Okay, حكينا عن أبو علي. I promise you Joy Tassidi's ماشي. This was just a video that Joy Tassidi's released على تيك توك اللي إيتو كتير dystopian يعني imagine having to eat dinner like this. هون شو مكتوب taste testing the new protein and potato dose at Zata Ruzet. Your favorite Zata Ruzet كله طحين شوف كيف عم بيأكله
كله طحين
so
bonjour let's try the new dose at Zata Ruzet.
Yes
on commence par quoi
moi je commence protein d'eau tuna.
Okay
imagine having dinner like this حملي تليفونات عم نصور بعد هيك نور hey نور you good you having fun you having you wanna have dinner كيف الساندويش طيب الساندويش
هلا ببهدلنا جوي
طيب مش عيب ما عم نقول شيء بس This is a type of video trend مش هو اخترع يعني It's just so dystopian يعني
It's actually the first time I see this
First time I ever see this too So but I'm sure he saw this somewhere
okay I thought it was his
ما انا بروتين اصلا سمي بوك ما
بس
ما سمي بوك ما بروتين اصلا
هلا الاوجو بالمره But no, anyways, what the fuck is this, bro? And okay, I get you're an influencer, you have to go film, but no, can't you even enjoy a one-on-one conversation with your brother? يعني ضروري هيك تقعدوا قدام بعض ايه خي شو كيفك ايه انا مصور انا it's so hold your phone and do this to me for a second. شو يعني؟
Do you wanna actually shoot?
بديك؟ ايه نور كيفك؟ شو رايك بهالفيديو؟
فيديو تبع جوي
تبع جوي ايه؟
I think انه ما بدي احكي عن جوي لان he takes everything personally.
He does take things personally. But no, this is just we're just talking about the trend, not about him. Do you think, would you like to have lunch like this with someone?
لا
عم بتصوري حدا هيك؟ Do you think it's not impersonal?
I feel like ضايعة وين بدي اطلع واحكي.
انا look into my eyes. This does not make you feel like does this make you feel hopeful for the future of social media?
عم بتخيل في صحن بعد قدامي بدك تاكل. I can't manage.
How's it going?
I do have snacks.
It's going well. Have a snack. Have a piece. كيف طيب؟ عزاويك طيب. Looks good from through the screen. Looks like you're having a good time. So ما بعرف, what you guys, have you seen this trend? Who does this? Why? هون في شي تاني بدي احكي عنه. في محل اسمه Box for Less. حد سوبر ماركت فدول. It's on the highway بسربه. I've been in there a couple of times. Seems like a good business. You buy in bulk. You don't buy like one pack of chocolate. ببيعك العلبة. You pay a little bit less because you're buying in bulk. He seems to be very popular على TikTok. فوق ال 100,000 followers. He's مثل ستيل درويش وهيك بيحكوا عن الابداع اللي جابوها. انا طلبت اجيني كونتينر من هون من هون. هون is just a random video. There's nothing special about this video. We're just gonna watch it because the comments قتلني. Okay, this is the guy. Okay,
انا حاميكم.
مين بدك تحمي يا الي؟
انا بدي احمي كل اصحاب المحلات بالموجو موجو.
كيف هالحكي؟
هيدي الموجو موجو نحن وكلاءها. بدي رد لكم حقها اذا اشتريتوها من عنا ديركت او من البرجاوي اللي هو وكيل التوزيع او من مين مكان. نحن بنحمل بضاعه اذا قنينه انفزرت خلص تاريخها او حتى يا خيي ما عجبتك نحن بنبدلكم البضاعه.
بركي الدكانجي مزاجي خيي.
يا خيي اذا الدكانجي مزاجي بدنا نمشي على مزاجه. اذا الدكانجي او حيلا محل ما عم تمشي من البضاعه ما بده اياها بقى ناخذ من البضاعه وبنعطيه حقها. نحن بنحميكم.
هالادويس افيه
واكثر.
من وين بتنطلب هيدي يا الي؟
طلبوها عن الاب موصلكم اياها على كل
انه seems like a good guy عم يساعد العالم. خي انا if I gave you mogu mogu ما بيع you didn't sell it give it back to me. انا بدي لك حقه. He's being helpful يعني ما بيعمل شيء. Just one of the comments من SB Alba. عيني بامك عيني بامك. That's it bro. فوق عنده guns reacting respect. كمان TikTok comments عندكم هالتنين extremes. دايما they love writing respect بالcomments. إذا حدا بيعطي ملاحظة nice, if someone criticizes something nicely, أنت عندك PhD بالتهذيب, أنت عندك PhD بالذوق. Respect my brother. They love respect. Oh, عيني بأمك. خي شو عم بيقول لك موجو موجو ما بعتها رجال الدليا بعطيك حقها. عيني بأمك. I just, it's so funny. My bad. That's it. That's the whole fucking segment. I just want to talk about this. I was like, I have to screenshot this. It's so random, my body, bro. Sometimes بعلي على قصص هيك. Sometimes I just see something like as simple as this. Ooh, I just want to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who this guy is. It's like some French rapper or something. جاي على لبنان. عم يعمل ميتنج مع سامي جميل ما بعرف ليه. اسمعوا, he's gonna رح يقترح فكرة لسامي جميل انه
genius.
تعال نعمل هيدا الشيء بين لبنان وفرنسا. Exchange of ideas ما بعرف شو تستفيدوا. It's the dumbest idea ever. Usami Jmay, I'm not a fan of it, but he's like sitting there probably like, what a dumbass fucking idea. But he has to pretend like, yeah, that sounds great, man. Let's just...
...de concept.
Concept.
On ferait des ponts entre la France et le Liban. Par exemple, sur un an, on ferait une sorte de... Une fois par mois, on ferait des échanges, par exemple, avec un boulanger libanais, je l'amènerais dans une boulangerie française. Et j'amènerais le boulanger français dans une boulangerie libanaise.
You guys hear that? He's gonna save the world. We're gonna bring a boulanger français dans notre boulangerie libanaise. Dans notre boulanger libanais, des boulangers
français.
Boulangerie française. Exchange of what? Ma barif.
Sur une même vidéo, on verrait l'échange des mondes, le mélange des cultures, et pour aussi donner envie aux gens de voir qu'ici se passe aussi des choses et qu'il y a aussi des gens.
Mélange de cultures.
Et je me suis dit, mais voilà, j'ai eu cette idée-là. Je me suis dit, si je rencontre Samy, j'aimerais lui exposer et voir ce qu'il en pense.
Avec le plus grand
plaisir,
je suis prêt à travailler avec toi sur ça.
Avec le plus gros plaisir.
C'est une très bonne initiative.
أنا بس بدك تلح شغلي. إذا رح نبعت بولانجي على فرنسا, في اسم واحد رح تبعتوه. هو معلم العجينة ببتر ويال. أبو هادي is going to France. أنا رح بلش الهاشتاج.
هو الريبرزنتيف طبعاً.
If we're gonna do this يا سامي جميل, أنا بعرف حدا. ما في غير الأبو هادي رايح على فرنسا. He's gonna make croissant. Have you seen him making croissant? They're the worst looking croissant بالعالم. We'll watch that one day next week. Actually, let me see if I can find.
I would love to see that.
فوت عند أبو هادي شوف كيف عم يعمل كرواسون ميلكا ما تشوفي ملا شكل هالكرواسون. So he needs to go to France.
Does he show عم يعمل عجينة وهيك؟
إيه بالباتر رويال هيدا عمله. So anyways, this is خلاص. This is I've been wanting to talk about this video for like 4 weeks.
بس بدك تحكي عن أستاذ يلي ما بدي إياه.
Folks, I have okay. لقينا the footage of Abu Hadi عم يعمل كرواسون ميلكا. Here it is, fresh off the presses, يعني fresher than the croissant that he's about to make. شوفوا ملا كرواسون ميلكا. This is what Abu Hadi لازم نبعته على فرنسا. We're gonna mute this لأنه بدو يقلتنا copyright.
Oh, it doesn't show إنه عم يعمل عجينة.
Okay, شوف هلا. Look at these beautiful shapes, crescent shapes. شوف كيف طلعوا من الفرن, bro. It looks like the bull penis that I had.
I thought
I'm gonna be so the interesting part.
It's not even like a proper croissant dough.
Mahek, I'm telling you, to France. Abu Hadi croissant.
I was impressed when you told me. Started and he's Lebanese.
Not even. But
I understand what they were talking when they said that we're too Christian.
شفت؟ لا باتر ميان. And on this note, folks, on the note of Abu Hadi's beautiful, perfect croissant, we're gonna call it a night. يعطيكم العافية. Thank you for following along with us.
Thanks for watching.
Hope you guys enjoyed the episode. We want to thank once again our brand new patrons, Karl Aboud as a blonde patron and Muhammad Mansour as a superhero patron. Welcome to the family, Anjad. The show cannot survive without you guys. You guys are amazing. There's a bunch of exclusive content on the Patreon that you can watch. We had a video on the Lachislo guy. He's doing like he's breaking the internet على TikTok. He's very popular. People love him. حكينا عنه last week, but the episode was too long. قلت له لإليجيا not to edit it for the episode, but we dropped it exclusively for Patreon. So if you want to watch that,
I didn't know that.
Check it out. خلاص كثير تولي تكبت. I was trying to help إليجيا بالإديتنج. I'm like, خلاص, you don't have to edit those last few segments. So please support us on there. Anjad, it makes a massive difference. Let me take a second to thank some of our other amazing patrons that we love. مثل نيكولا معلوف, كريم عياد, مالك UX, La Longue, Areni Poladian, Mustafa Zalzali, Fabien Abou Moussa, Louait Faili, and Maria Karam. Superhero patrons like Mo Hariri, Tariq Shalhoub, Melting Around, Maroon Bousleiman, Ryan Nabulsi, Joey Daboul, and Dr. William Watfa, the boobs doctor. And
you always say Louai, but
Louai.
It's Louai.
I'm about to say Louai. We got your patrons like Rifat Fakih, Burgery, Elia Mujabbir, the captain. I'm playing his Harry Potter copy, by the way. Jessica Ann, Raj, and Jack Sleeman. Anjad, love you guys so much. Remember.
Love you guys.
Remember, go to 16mm. Tell them, do not worry. After 8 p.m., you can get a free drink, folks. And as always,
do not.